Last summer, a group at Harvard came together to try and solve the issue of cybersecurity in the American ballot box. The bipartisan group has spent the last several months researching vulnerabilities in state and local elections. This afternoon in Boise, they'll share what they're learning at Hackfort, the technology offshoot of Treefort Music Fest. Frankie Barnhill spoke with Dan Bartlett, one of the researchers with the Defending Digital Democracy Project.
It's really important that state and local election officials have a culture of cybersecurity. They've traditionally been really great at addressing things like physical security, but cybersecurity has often been something that hasn't necessarily been on their radar. So in that culture shift, it's things like basic cyber hygiene and making sure that patches are installed and the latest version of software is being used, and things that are important like the use of multi-factor authentication for important accounts and critical databases.
What role has misinformation played, and what are you hoping that your project will help to remediate?
So the integrity of the election is really an underpinning of our democracy. It's not only a hacking of a vote or changing a vote total that has the potential to degrade the legitimacy of those elections, but if people have the perception that the vote wasn't fair or that something went wrong, that can have just as detrimental of an effect. So as far as information operations go, we're concerned that if information gets out and the public begins to lose trust in the elections, even if everything was secure, that can really lead to a bad election day.
Looking at Idaho elections and campaigns, have you seen any particular vulnerabilities or anything you'd be able to share, or is it consistent with what you're seeing across states?
I think we're seeing similar vulnerabilities across states. We're really looking forward, my colleague Meredith Berger and I are really looking forward to getting out to Hackfort and having a chance to talk to some folks that live in Idaho and live in Boise, and we're going to have an opportunity to meet with some state and local election officials while we're out there, and we're also going to have an opportunity to welcome some Idaho election officials to Cambridge at the end of this month, along with 35-plus other states to kind of run an exercise on the various vulnerabilities that are present in election systems and some of the best techniques of addressing them.
And you're partnered with companies like Facebook and Google, which both had a role in, you know, kind of allowing the spread of misinformation in some cases, especially in the 2016 election. Are you seeing progress when it comes to, you know, securing elections and the role that U.S. tech companies play there?
Well, we're really grateful to have tremendous support from our corporate partners. We're partnered with Facebook, as you mentioned. We're also partnered with Google and Alphabet Jigsaw, and they've been really, really helpful. We've had some of their engineers, particularly Google Jigsaw, out on state visits with us doing research. They've been highly involved in the production of a state and local election cybersecurity playbook, which is kind of a method that we're using to help state and localities figure out how they can secure their elections. So we've had some great support from our private sector partners.
And I guess when you look at the landscape of elections and what's to come, what are the bright spots? Are you seeing real progress? Do you feel like, you know, 2018 will be in a better position than in 2016?
About 3 weeks ago, we were in D.C., and the Defending Digital Democracy Project put on a talk for a conglomeration of the National Association of Secretaries of State as well as the National Association of State Election Directors to cover our playbook and the best practices in cybersecurity. And that was the first time that those two organizations had come together for a collaborative talk on these types of issues. And I think that that's just indicative of the awareness being up. And now we're trying to help with things like this exercise to make sure that there's follow through.
That was Dan Bartlett with the Defending Digital Democracy Project. You can find out more about their cybersecurity research at boisestatepublicradio.org.